From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Tuesday sought to downplay a North Korean nuclear missile threat. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said the Obama administration does not view Pyongyang as capable of tipping a missile with a nuclear warhead, and he urged the regime to return to negotiations.
As we have before, continue to call on the DPRK to refrain from provocative actions and inflammatory rhetoric that threaten international peace and stability, and we want them to make the strategic choice to fulfill their international obligations and commitments and return, frankly, to the six-party talk process.
Sunday, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said his regime is in the last stage of testing an intercontinental ballistic missile. President-elect Donald Trump Monday said a North Korean missile strike on the U.S. won't happen. A senior Trump advisor, Kellyanne Conway, appeared Tuesday on U.S. television.
He's putting them on notice. He's putting North Korea on notice through this tweet and through other statements that this won't happen. He, as president of the United States, wants to stand between them and their missile capabilities, which experts say could be deployed to reach Seattle almost immediately.
Meanwhile, U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook said the U.S. has the ability to defend itself and its allies against a North Korean threat.
There are aspects to it. We mentioned the THAAD system. Obviously, you're aware of our Aegis systems. You're aware of the TPY-2 radars we have in the region, and also our ground-based system. And this is a system that we continue to work on, continue to develop, but we're confident in our ability to protect the homeland.
Some analysts view North Korea as the first national security challenge facing the incoming Trump administration. The Renamo opposition in Mozambique says it has extended a ceasefire by 2 months, raising hopes for peace after rising violence with the Frelimo government. It follows phone conversation between the leaders of the two factions, Renamo's Afonso Dhlakama and President Felipe Nyusi. This is VOA News.